Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're talking about the war within, a salesperson's internal war that rages every single day. Well, first and most importantly, you know this already, but I'm not a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or anyone that can give needed mental health medical advice. But I am, however, a salesperson who has had success and failures in the constant battle that goes on inside the mind of anyone who sells. Let's talk a little bit about the mental warfare that goes on. I describe it as a battle or a war because that is exactly what it feels like as salespeople venture out into their territory. We go from calling on a current customer who loves us and gives us a feeling of real accomplishment. We have created a profitable, positive, long-term customer relationship. The very next moment, we make a cold call, which ends abruptly with a prospect yelling at us or telling us, "I don't have time for another salesperson today." And the battle rages on, 1 minute bolstered by positive results, and the next brought right down to one of our worst fears of rejection. Well, what is the cost of this battle that goes on within our own minds? It comes at a great cost to us and our company. Well, first, there's the reduced prospecting. We have self-doubt and the dreaded imposter syndrome that keeps us from calling on prospects and signing up customers. And if we lose 10 to 15% of our customers every year, that means that we're losing the opportunity when we lose the battle with raging within our minds. The second cost of the battle is reduced closing rates. To ask a closing style question, we need the confidence to know we are recommending the best fit for our customers. And the mind battle lowers our confidence and makes us hesitant or not ask the closing question at all. So again, we reduce the number of closings, we reduce the number of prospecting calls, and worst of all, it increases our employee turnover. At its ultimate level, if our salesperson becomes overwhelmed by this mental war, they will often quit to go do something else, to take another job. And sometimes that's the best choice. The reward of the sales career did not appeal enough to this person to persist through this mental battle. And there's nothing wrong with that decision for them. Just make sure that one of these techniques might not help them continue the mountain climb to sales success. So what are some of the internal mind games or ways or techniques to battle this internal mental war that's going on? Some work some of the time. None of them work all the time. You just have to stay in the fight. And if one doesn't work, try another one or maybe a combination of the two. Keep in mind that some of these are better than others. Well, the first one is to fake it till you make it. Now, we've all heard this, and I find it's only helpful for a short period of time. I mean, this is good advice for those lacking confidence due to inexperience. Now, one important note on this mental tactic is to never lie or deceive. Faking it doesn't mean you make up technical aspects or give advice you don't have the knowledge to give. Also, while you're faking it, remember that your customer probably knows that you're not that confident. While they may allow it for a short period of time, they are fully expecting you to gain the true expertise needed to be their trusted salesperson. But the weird thing is I've seen salespeople live by this for most of their sales career. Instead of putting in the effort to make it, they operate nervously for years in the fake it mode. For me, I'm comfortable faking the confidence, which gives me the courage to make the cold call. However, I would feel phony if I didn't strive to become knowledgeable enough to have true confidence or to make it. The second technique for dealing with some of these internal battles is to run on someone else's confidence in you. And this is an external twist on the fake it till you make it. Find someone in your life that believes in you and can provide helpful advice as you fight the mental battles in selling. Suggestions are your sales manager, another salesperson in your company, your spouse, or a mentor. Seek their advice to build your mental strength. Now, I was lucky enough to have a sales manager that provided this support in my mental battles for many, many years. He fought these same battles himself in the same market and in some cases with the same customers. His confidence in me meant everything in my battle with self-confidence. Equally important was his ability to provide another perspective. So it wasn't just get out there and cheer up, champ, and fight through it, you'll be good. He actually had other perspectives that I wasn't able to deal with or come up with myself. When I felt like I was getting nowhere in my sales or I had made an irresponsible mistake, he was able to provide a different perspective in how to accomplish the same thing. Sharing his own experience plus that of all the other salespeople he managed was really enough to make me feel like I wasn't the only salesperson who felt this way. Another person that might have confidence in you that you can run off of is a fellow salesperson who you can trust and confide in. I mean, after all, they sell the same products, roughly in the same geography, and many times to the same types of customers. The old saying, misery loves company, is fitting here. However, don't ruminate on the misery. Vent with your colleague and then seek out a solution. Constant venting of all the negative aspects without seeking a solution can become overburdensome. They might feel like you're just dumping all your problems on them. The most important element of this type of help is that you must feel that the other person has your best interest at heart. These moments of doubt require you to trust this person tremendously. To help build that trust, remember that every person has these issues. Nobody gets out of this war without going through these battles. It doesn't matter how confident someone appears on the outside. On the inside, everyone struggles with these battles. Don't be afraid to share your struggles first. It might surprise you to find out who else is having the same issues. Well, the last technique I want to bring up, and that is to turn around and look down the mountain. This technique is helpful when you feel overburdened or lack confidence during a really long journey. When climbing a mountain, it is often common to keep your eyes on the prize. You look up at the top of the mountain, and that's great, except it can often feel like that goal never gets there. You never get to the top. You've been climbing and climbing, and progress feels really slow. One mental technique to battle this is to turn around and look at how far you've climbed so far. Now, in the sales journey up the mountain can seem equally far away. It starts at the beginning of your career when you have no credibility and no customers yet. All the roads are uphill at this point. Now, sitting in my first sales meeting, I realized that I had the lowest sales results by far in my business. I was on the bottom of the rung. My territory was less than 25% of some of my peers. To battle the internal self-doubt, I had to look back over my life and realize all the other mountains I climbed in my short period of time. Maybe the sales mountain would win, but I would still have all my previous accomplishments to look back on. The mental challenge of climbing the sales mountain can even come later in your career, after a very large and important customer quits doing business with you. About 10 years into my career, I was riding pretty high on myself. I had hit sales targets, I'd earned awards, president's clubs, and all that was happening. I had built a healthy territory. Then, one of my large customers quit doing business with me. It was a huge blow to my confidence. It shook my feeling of invincibility. After all, I had been publicly recognized in my company for being a good salesperson, and now I had the embarrassment of losing a large customer, who, by the way, was also important to our financial success. Well, seeking the counsel of those I was close to, several advised me on how far I had come to get to this point. They had to point out the state of sales in this geography when I started and how far it had come. They pointed out that I had done far greater things in overcoming this momentary blip on the radar. They reassured me that every successful salesperson goes through this experience at some time. They'd all had this happen to them as well. So whether or not one of these techniques help you, there's one important last aspect to keep in mind. The first step in fighting a mental war is awareness. Just knowing that every other salesperson out there is fighting their own mental battles is enough to put your mind at ease. Even your competitor is going through this. So no matter how calm, cool, and collected they appear, no matter how much they make their business sound like everything's just rolling smoothly along, they still run into these struggles when selling. And as with all of us, the war within rages on.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.